I worked at WMT TV in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. This would have been back, I can't exactly say what year it was. It was in the late 70s, probably close to 80. And a young, good-looking blonde out of South Dakota, I believe she had been Miss South Dakota or at least in the Miss South Dakota contest, came to work at WMT, and her name was Mary Hart of Entertainment Tonight fame in California.
Now, was this her first job as far as you know?
I believe she had done some work maybe in the Sioux Falls area, someplace in South Dakota, and she had come to work in the kind of the public relations department doing interviews with women that were going to have some club function or something like that, kind of a community calendar of the air type thing that she started with.
You want to say chick stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I want to say chick stuff. Well, I anchored the noon television show. The farm department in those days did the noon television show plus the weather. We did the weather. And then news came in for maybe 2 or 3 minutes and did some news. And at the end of the program, they had a feature thing that was the chick kind of program that you're talking about. I want to say she was probably about 24, maybe in that area, 23, 24. She came through. Her husband was a vacuum cleaner salesman. She was
Get out.
To a guy. Yeah, he was a vacuum cleaner salesman or a World Book Encyclopedia salesman. It was something like that. And he sold vacuums, and she did television. She was at the end of our show, and she did these little interviews and things. And I had the pleasure of introducing her and saying, and now with the community calendar show, here's Mary Hart.
Now, was she kind of attractive at this point?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, she was a 12.
Now, I remember once upon a time reading some story where her legs, if you remember the early days of Entertainment Tonight, you saw her legs a lot,
right. And
they were insured for $1 million. Do you remember that?
That is totally true. Yes, I have heard that same story, and she did have very beautiful legs. And you have to remember, at this time, the skirts were short.
So now, I mean, did you and Mary have much interaction during her time that she was at WMT?
No, we didn't have a lot of interaction, and that was probably because she didn't want to.
was there an actual restraining order or what?
No, there were no restraining orders. No, we talked, but she was a little bit, you know, she was on one end of the building and the farm department was on the other end of the building, and we would see her walk by and she would say hi, good morning, and that was basically it. And on the noon show, we had the little, you know, chit-chat that went back and forth, and that was about it.
Did you get the sense from those early appearances on WMT that maybe she was destined for other stuff?
Well, I think people always said that she would probably, you know, go up somewhere in television and radio because of her looks, and she had a very nice style, as she has today. And even back then, I don't think she was a lot different. She's just a little bit older.
She's a lot older now. I mean, she's been doing that for 20. I mean, Entertainment Tonight's been on the air for 25 years or something.
You know, I've been trying to figure that out on a timeline exactly when it was that she was at WMT, and it has to be late 70s, I would think at least. So that's putting it, that's putting it 25 years or better ago.
She's still got good legs.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's loose, hard to swallow.